Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live from the new SDPB Black Hills Bureau in downtown Rapid City. But joining me on the phone from Brookings, South Dakota, we have the Prairie Doc, Dr. Richard Holm. Welcome. Thanks for being here again.
Hi, Lori. You're very welcome. It's a pleasure. Thanks for asking me to be on the show.
You can tune in tonight to SDPB TV to see the Prairie Doc television program. And the theme tonight is The Windows to the Soul, How to Keep Your Vision. So, Dr. Holm, let's just start with, the eclipse. Lots of people were talking about how to take care of their eyes during eclipse. It seems like a good time to talk about vision care.
Well, I mean, people have lost their vision, their central vision, from looking at bright lights like the sun, and that's why everybody made a big point about having those welding-like glasses when they're looking at the sun and protecting their eyes. I saw bunches of videos of people, little kids included, looking at the sun with the with the glasses, and you know, I worry about little kids. Pulling the glasses away, you know, and taking the chance. So, but still, at the same time, it's a magical thing that happened for those of us who weren't under the shadow of the rain clouds like I was. Did you see the eclipse out there, or at least, you know, pretty close to the full eclipse out there in Rapid?
I was live on the air broadcasting, and Sean Anderson was with me, and we could see the residual effects of the change in the color and the light outside, and we were able to notice it through our big, beautiful windows here, but that was the extent. I don't suppose I'll ever forget it, though.
Yeah, well, one of my sons picked me up at Arlington, and we were driving to find an open spot. He was at the lake in Ponset, and we turned the wrong turn, and we went to, by the time it was at its max, we were under rain.
Uh-huh.
But it was like it was midnight. I mean, it was really dark in Salem, South Dakota. We were trying to find a clear spot. If we'd just gone to Brookings, we would have maybe found a clear spot. So there you have it.
There you have it.
Desperately looking for the sun, you know.
Let's talk a little bit about those little kids and eye health. How early do children have to go in and get their eyes checked, and what are you looking for at those early times?
Well, when I'm not an eye doctor. I am a general internist, and I have asked that question of optometrists and ophthalmologists in the past, and I think they recommend one good eye exam early, you know, in the ones and twos, if there's no problem earlier than that. And then I think periodic exams to make sure that their vision's good. I mean, that they have correction. I was a freshman in high school before I went in to get an exam and realized I had very bad vision. Of course, my folks said, and then my grades dropped. I had straight A's that first semester, and then I got good eyes, good glasses, and my grades dropped. But I think that was just socialization, actually.
Maybe a coincidence.
Yeah.
So who will be on the program tonight? Who are the experts that you've assembled for tonight's show?
We have Dr. Vance Thompson of Vance Thompson Vision from Sioux Falls, who is an expert, and he's been a regular joiner of our club and comes down, you know, once every year or two. We also have had doctors from Ophthalmology LTD and plan to have them at the end of the season later on. And you know what? We would like to have more West River Rapid City doctors. It's just so far away to get them on
sure.
the show.
Sure, because they need to be in person there versus us on the phone.
For the most part, we need to have them live, although, you know, what we're doing is more and more shows by Skype. We have a doctor from the British Virgin Islands joining us in a couple, 3 weeks or 4 weeks, so it's fun.
All right, so what kind of questions do you, people call into the show, and what sort of questions are you hoping to answer tonight?
The questions that we're going to get probably are of four categories, because age-related eye diseases are going to be the most common question, because of it. Our most common listener or watcher is generally older. The younger people are invincible, you know. They're going to live forever, and they don't need to worry about any health-related problems, of course. That's a joke.
I get it.
But when you're young, you just don't think about it. You don't think you need to learn anything about health problems. When you are over 65, one in three people have a vision impairment related to probably one of the four major illnesses that the elderly have, which includes glaucoma, cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, and the retinopathies associated with diabetes. Isn't that amazing? One out of three have eye diseases. And the glaucoma can be corrected if you catch it early enough. The cataracts can be completely corrected surgically most of the time. Age-related macular degeneration is one of those things that happens in an association with all the same things that causes vascular disease, like smoking, you know, diabetes, and poor general health. And diabetes mellitus is associated mostly with overweightness and family history. Of course, family history is a big part of macular degeneration, too. So
as a general internist, what sort of do you just refer everyone to an optometrist, or are there things, whether it's an injury or, you know, some of those related systemic diseases that you talk to people about?
I had a guy come on the 4th of July in the emergency room back in the old days when I was working the emergency room and the hospital and the clinic, doing all those things. And, of course, they were having a bottle rocket wars. A bunch of guys having fun, you know, the college kids. Mm-hmm. And he caught it right in the eye, didn't have glasses on, anything at all. And, of course, there was nothing anybody could do. He lost vision in his right eye. We used him on our show a number of times as a case. So people will come in with sudden things, accidents like that, you know, cut themselves on the, you know, in different parts of their eye. And most of the time, I will send them to the ophthalmologist, who is an MD but trained to work with eyes, or an optometrist who is, you know, who works, who is trained primarily from the get-go after college on eyes, and that's it. Though glaucoma is an important thing that I have them screen for. I don't screen for glaucoma anymore. I used to. Cataracts, you can see them as you're examining people. If you do an ophthalmologic exam, you can see that there is a cloud of haze behind the pupil. Age-related macular degeneration, they'll come in with hazier vision, but mostly the central portion of their vision. And that history, and the diabetes mellitus is something I look for and follow because the best treatment is control of diabetes. I send almost all of them off to the eye doctor to monitor, including a new diabetic, to be followed by the ophthalmologist or optometrist.
Give us an idea of some of the things we can do for our regular health that that would help our eye health as well.
That's the million-dollar question. What can you do? And let's say age-related macular degeneration is the most important of those because it's so untreatable once it's there. Prevention is the most important part of it. And the biggest thing you can do to prevent macular degeneration is not smoke. The other things that causes macular degeneration are, like I said, that it causes the vascular disease, and the most important thing you can do on that one is, ready, one single major treatment, and that is everyday exercise, something like 30 minutes of walking every day. Probably will do you the most good because vascular health seems to beget good macular health, too. I think diabetes is best treated with that same exercise. The cataracts, you know, you need to wear sunglasses when you're in bright sun and not smoke because smoking also causes cataracts. Glaucoma, the most important thing you can do to prevent that is just get a regular checkup because the symptoms are generally, you know, not noted. I mean, glaucoma is loss of your peripheral vision compared to macular degeneration, which is loss of your central vision. Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Loss of the peripheral vision is often not noticed until way late. So glaucoma needs to be caught with a screening test, and they check the pressures within the eye and make sure the pressures are okay.
And I'm wondering, Dr. Holm, so if you're just joining us, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio with Dr. Richard Holm. And we're talking about, he's the Prairie Doc. You can see his show tonight on SDPB TV.
Go ahead. I was going to ask you a question, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to lose one of your senses, which sense would you prefer to lose? Okay, what are your senses? Do you know them?
Sure. Sight. My vision, hearing, taste.
Hearing is number two.
Touch.
Touch is number three, but it's actually 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, because there's all sorts of different kinds of touch, you know, balance touch and sensory touch. But touch is third, fourth.
All right. Taste.
Taste is a fourth sense, and the fifth sense.
Now I'm drawing a blank. Help me out.
It's a stinky question. I hate to ask this, but of course it's smell. So.
Sure.
Well,
smell.
Which of those senses would you least like to lose? I mean, would you? it comes down to: would you rather be blind or would you rather be unable to hear?
Well, I'd rather be blind because my job means I do a lot of listening, and so I guess I'm going to have to go with that.
Answers the radio host.
Yes, know. Right. I'm biased.
I don't know. I think most people would probably lean in the direction of vision.
Right. I think so as well. I have a brother who has some serious vision problems right now, getting injections in his eyes and some options at the University of Minnesota. And he's sort of making that plan to figure out what happens next for him. So,
you know, I've had quite a lot of eye disease condition, and I had to see the eye doctors. I've had a vitrectomy and a scraping and cataracts both sides, and treatment for glaucoma in my left. You know, and I've kind of gotten used to these whole issues of eye drops on a regular basis. Right. Which I never expected, but it's the way it is. My dad had separation of the retina, you know, and so there's family history of eye conditions, and you take everything for granted until you're losing it. It's amazing.
Dr. Richard Holm, I want to say thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate your time. Again, tune in tonight on SDPB-TV for The Prairie Doc, and call in with your questions. Thank you, sir.
I thank you kindly, Lori. Thank you.